Hello, everybody. So, this is going to be a bit different today. A little bit different. We are going to be talking about a change. I don't know 100% what it is. I don't know exactly what it is. But we're going to be going through a change. So, let me break it down for you. Let's break it down. So, I've had my Patreon account for 2 years, 2.5 years, I think, 2.5 years. And ever since I started, and when I very first started, you know, it was much smaller than it is today. But ever since I started, I've done a weekly ramble, and just kind of talked about what's going on, and things like that. Well, how do I explain it? Well, I have had some, not great experiences lately. And I don't need it to be, like, I'm not making this to be, like, oh, feel bad for me, or, like, oh, I'm upset, but I've had some not great experiences of people really falling into a parasocial relationship, which those exist online. If you don't know what they are, I'm sure I've talked about it before on here, but a parasocial relationship is just the relationship that exists between you and a content creator or a celebrity. Why did I say that weird? Celebrity. Or a radio host or something like that, where you learn so much about them and you listen to them talk, you know, on their podcast or whatever. And so you feel that you know them more than they might know you, you know, because you're a listener and, or a watcher or, you know, something like that, and they don't get the same amount of introduction to you. And so feelings can be, you know, lopsided. And sometimes there's nothing wrong with a parasocial relationship. You know, it doesn't have to be always horrible, but, if it's not maintained, properly on either side, creators can take advantage of their, supporters, as has happened many, many times online. If you see people, you know, influencers and stuff, selling really shitty products or, you know, not healthy products. I'm thinking of like Kim Kardashian and all the Kardashians selling like those diet teas, which just make you shit a lot, you know, but they say, oh, that's how I got so skinny. And then they don't talk about like, oh, well, I still have a dietitian and a nutritionist and a trainer and, you know, plastic surgery and blah, blah, blah. Anyway. So it can create, you know, a bad thing like that where, you know, the creator is taking advantage, or it can create the opposite, where people become, where the supporter, becomes, you know, either, you know, just, a bit too familiar. They start to think there's a relationship there where there isn't, you know, worst cases become stalkers, you know, things like that. And I've had people, who have been telling me, you know, oh, I went through and listened to all of your rambles, and bringing up things about my life that I didn't really realize that I maybe had said in a ramble, because I mean, I talk for maybe what, 10 to 40 minutes every week for 2.5 years. You know, I'm sure I've talked about, you know, billions of instances in my life, billions of stories. And so having multiple people, kind of talk about like, oh yeah, well, remember this thing? And it's kind of like a jolt. You're like, what? You know, and it makes you realize that, you know, maybe I've shared a bit too much about myself online. It wouldn't be you know, that crazy of a thing to happen. I'm a very open person. And it's hard for me to do, it's really hard for me to be a private person. You know, it was really hard for me to start using VPNs. You know, it was really hard for me to, you know, be more private about myself. And it's things like, you know, you just kind of have to do when you're online. And, anyway, it made me realize that I'm not really comfortable with having 2.5 years of me being half asleep and talking and maybe not knowing all the things that I've said, not knowing if I've potentially, you know, said something that could dox myself, you know, if put together with, you know, over 100 different rambles, if somehow I've put together stuff to dox myself, which I don't think I have, but, you know, who knows? So, you know, paired with the fact that people were going back and listening to all of them and bringing up these stories and things like that, I did go ahead and I've deleted most of my rambles. I'm leaving a couple up until, you know, I get a little bit more of what's coming up. But I'm going to, go ahead and delete all, or I did delete all of them. And so, I'm so sorry if that's something, you know, you enjoyed going back and listening to. I'm sure, you know, it's not something that everybody does with ill intentions. I'm sure lots of people just enjoyed having something to listen to. But it's just something I wanted to do for my own protection, sanity, and, you know, just make sure that I kind of changed how I looked at my weekly rambles from now on, because I don't think I'm going to do weekly rambles, as it were. 'Cause I think, if I'm not wrong, I think really what you guys enjoy most about... what you guys enjoy most about me doing rambles is just kind of having something to listen to, you know, for the week and, you know, connecting. And so I think maybe what I'll do is switch it up and kind of go for more of a, you know, maybe I talk about subjects every week. Nothing like, you know, super crazy long, but maybe... You know, I ask you guys, you know, hey, what's your opinion on, or, you know, what do you want me to, you know, bitch about this week? And you say, oh, talk about, you know, I can't even think. But you'll be like, oh, well, hey, why don't you talk about friggin' dolphins? I don't know what I'll talk about dolphins. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to do. But I will still do a weekly talk fest. It's just not really going to be about me. You know, maybe I'll give, if I have something going on, I'll let you guys know. But I think I'm going to be a little bit more careful. Just to kind of prevent some, sorry. Prevent, you know, kind of things going forward. So I hope that makes sense to you guys. And again, I apologize if that comes across as weird or if it's a bummer, you know, to have weekly rambles go away. Like I said, I'm still going to be posting something, you know, weekly or so, but I mean, hell. I think that'll probably be better because most of the time I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I just sit there and go, I don't know. Nothing really happened this week. So, anyway, if you guys have any ideas, I'd love to talk about it. I'd love to do that. And we can figure it out. I don't know. let me know. I'd be happy to figure something out. So the next couple of weeks might be a little weird while we kind of figure out something new. But thank you guys for respecting boundaries and for being the amazing supporters that you are. I love my Patreon and the people who are respectful and who are kind and caring far outweigh people who cross the line. So please don't think that I'm, you know, sitting here suffering. Don't think I'm here sitting here suffering and being like, oh, everything's horrible. No, people, the kindness far outweighs any worry I have. But I do need to just kind of make sure I protect myself. And that's one of the kind of weird things I realized. Like, oh, I'm not just a Patreon. My Patreon isn't just 5 people anymore. Because when it started, my first month, I only had 2 people, you know? I only had 2 patrons my first month that I started. And so it was like, well, hey, I can talk, you know, they're my friends, you know? And while I still love you guys and things, and so appreciate your support, I just have to realize, you know, hey, I gotta protect myself and I gotta protect you guys, you know? So, I don't know. There's that. That's what's going on in my brain. So if you have any ideas of what I could talk about every week, so I would greatly appreciate it. Heck, I don't know. If you guys wanted it to not be weekly and you wanted it to be like a fucking book club once a month or something like that instead, you know, let's figure it out. I think you guys prefer it weekly. So there's stuff to kind of keep it going, but I don't know. Let me know. We'll figure something out. I want to do something, but, yeah, thank you guys again for being here. I love you. Have a good one.